Fisher KNDY Weather Eye Forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny, temperatures mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 34. For Sunday, sunny, lower 60s. Currently, it's 69.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Economic hurdles remain in front of farmers going into 2018. So to help producers plan for what's ahead, the K-State Ag Economics Department is hosting a series of in-depth programs this winter entitled Farming for the Future. One of the organizers is K-State Ag Economist Dr. Michael Taylor. She says that the current economic climate in production agriculture creates the need for these programs.
Absolutely. We're in year four of economic downturn for the farm economy in Kansas. And we need to be looking forward and figuring out how we go from here, depending on what prices do, but just planning and trying to make sure that we're there for the next couple of years. We need to plan for the worst and hope for the best when it comes to looking at our farm financials and our expected returns to both the crop and livestock enterprises. So this is our way of trying to get as good information as possible out to producers and help them make the best decisions they can for their operations.
Now these programs will get into a wide assessment of top. Now these programs will get into a wide assortment of topics, including outlooks on the commodity markets, interest rates, and production costs. Taylor said these are for all producers, regardless of your financial status.
Anybody can benefit from this, no matter where you're at economically, you know, in terms of your individual business. You're going to be planning forward looking. You need to be. So I think this is really something that any producer could benefit from. And we also keep our meetings open to ag lenders, input dealers, anybody else who is interested, landlords, you know, who would benefit from knowing what's coming. But yeah, I would say we're open definitely to all producers.
For more information, go to agmanager.info. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
rugged power, legendary Hemi engine.
This truck is the essence of hard work.
And it's built to deliver on every job.
The Ram 1500 Bighorn.
It's Ram Power Days at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice.
Get a 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn with a Hemi right now with up to $11,000 in rebates. This beast is built to haul more than ass.
Test drive one today during Ram Power Month at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A man who was arrested after sleeping in a Kansas storage unit with his two children and his dismembered wife's remains has been charged in a California killing. Justin Ray was charged Wednesday with the murder and the death of Sean Farrell. The California man disappeared in May of 2016 after vacationing with Ray. 3 months later, Ray crashed Farrell's vehicle in Los Angeles. Farrell's body has not been found, but his blood was in the trunk and his belongings were found in an Arizona storage unit that Ray had rented. Kansas election official says a multi-state voter registration database that the state manages is being reviewed for security concerns. The Kansas Secretary of State's office manages the Interstate Voter Registration Cross-Check Program database. The program contains voter registration information for millions of voters in more than 25 states. It's unknown if Kansas will have to fund an upgrade to the system. I'm Stephanie Austin.
This season, give thanks to the car that helps you get through it. Keep your car running newer, longer at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday Savings Event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 22nd through 27th. Eligible tires only. Additional fees may apply where lawful. Subject to restrictions. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is on now, with deals across every department. That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items, with eligible orders over $25. Good times. The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week, from November 17th to 24th.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier is taking the lead on writing a state budget proposal to submit to legislators when they return to Topeka in January as Governor Brownback prepares to leave office for a diplomatic post. A U.S. Senate committee has approved President Trump's nomination of Brownback as ambassador at large for international religious freedom, but a full Senate vote has been delayed. Governor Brownback told reporters that Collier is leading the budget process. A $6.5 million dinosaur theme park is expected to open next year near Wichita. The 14-acre theme park is scheduled to open in Derby with more than 30 life-size animatronic dinosaurs. Visitors will be able to dig for fossils and walk past life-size dinosaur models and participate in events. Private financing and money from sales tax revenue bonds are funding the project. Derby officials plan to use the additional bond money to develop a hospital, hotel, restaurants, and retail shops. The park is expected to open on Memorial Day. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A Lincoln woman has been trying to get her car back from Lancaster County prosecutors who say they can't let it go. Doris Harris said that her car was involved in a hit and run that she had nothing to do with. County Attorney Joe Kelly says the evidence has to stay in police custody until defense attorneys say otherwise. One of the suspects is still being sought, and Kelly says that has delayed the release of Harris's car. Authorities say a small plane landed safely at the Lincoln Airport after a bird smashed through its cockpit windshield. The plane was flying to Lincoln Tuesday evening when the bird struck it about 10 miles outside of Lincoln. Remains found in northeast and eastern Lincoln have been turned over to the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska for burial on the tribe's ancestral homeland site along the lower Niobrara River. The remains were found nearly 60 years ago by workers building a railroad bridge in Knox County. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a request by the sheriff to implement a new position as jail administrator. This follows a recent jailbreak at the county facility, which has required weeks of cleanup and restoration. Inmates continue being housed at Washington and Seneca. Completion of the restoration project may still be at least a couple weeks away. A job outline for an administrator was presented with a focus on managing the 5.5 jail employees and enforcing policy. 5 years law enforcement experience or a bachelor's degree in criminal justice or a related field will be required, with advertising for the position to begin after the first of a year. A motion was passed separating the jobs of county attorney, county counselor, which are currently held by Laura Johnson McNish, effective December 1st, and separating the budgets in 2018. Further motions were approved hiring Jason Brenniger of Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger as county counselor, effective the 1st of December, and carrying forward with budgets of $55,000 for the position of county counselor next year and $147,050 for the county attorney. A letter from the Corps of Engineers was received noting that a meeting regarding Tuttle Creek Reservoir and camping areas has been set for December 5th. Complete Marshall County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet Monday, November 20th. They will meet Monday, November 27th.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular at gmail.com.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we do have a cold front that's making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest. This cold front will swing down across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into tonight during the overnight hours. Not going to bring us any precipitation, but definitely going to bring us a little bit cooler temperatures back into the upper 50s as we head into tomorrow. But then mild temperatures return as we head into the weekend, and still going to see quiet weather and sunny skies. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, mostly sunny, mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-30s, winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 34. As into Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 62. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low near 40. And Monday will continue with sunny skies, upper 60s. That's your forecast. I'm Meteor meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is your gift headquarters this weekend. Large Yankee candles are only $14.95. KU and K-State throws are only $7. And Hervis tumblers are 25% off. The largest selection of Melissa and Doug toys in town will be buy one, get one 50% off. And gift wrap and boxed holiday cards are also buy one, get one half off. Wrap it all up this weekend at Reflections.
Average high temperature late November, 50. Record high on the state, 75 in 1966. The average low, 30, and the record low is 4 degrees in 1898. Sunset this evening, 5:03. Sunrise in the morning at 7:17.
In stuffing your soup or eaten straight out of hand, the chestnut is the nut of the season. An update on efforts to save the American chestnut today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 24th, the 328th day of the year. Composer Scott Joplin was born on this day, and in 1863, the Civil War Battle of Lookout Mountain began near Chattanooga, Tennessee. The sad fate of the American chestnut tree may yet have a happy ending. Once the king of eastern forests, a fungus spread like wildfire and virtually erased the tree from the American landscape a century ago. But in an ambitious effort to backcross genes of Chinese and American chestnuts, scientists have now developed a restoration chestnut, a hybrid which is 15/16th American, hopefully retaining the blight restraint trait of the Chinese portion. Thanks to their efforts, the American chestnut may someday return to its former glory. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
New or pre-owned, Venotis Motor Company in Marysville has your next vehicle. They have several pickups in on trade, including a 2015 Chevy Silverado 2500, a sharp 2010 Ford F-150 XLT. Several older pickups in on trade, and they're priced right, ready to move. Vehicles, including SUVs and cars, also on the pre-owned lot at Venotis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. Cody Justice scored 19 of his 28 points in the second half to lead Arizona State to a 92-90 victory over Kansas State in the Las Vegas Invitational. Romello White had 19 points and 6 rebounds for the Sun Devils, while Shannon Evans added 14. Next up for Wildcat round ball action, they'll take on George Washington Colonials. That game tonight at 7 o'clock. From K-State to KU Hoops, the Jayhawks also playing tonight. They'll be squaring off against the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. That game also at 7 o'clock tonight. Let's take it to the gridiron. The Kansas Jayhawks will be traveling to Oklahoma to see the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That game tomorrow at 11 in the morning. K-State hosts Iowa State at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Mid-American Network Sports.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Oh, thank goodness Boot Barn was there with holiday specials you'll want to share. Cody James and Cheyenne Boots, what a beautiful pair. $20 off select boots and $10 off jeans. These specials have been packaged with care. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. With love, Boot Barn.
What if hiring could be easier, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/expand. That's ZipRecruiter.com/expand.
Let's take a look around the NFL, shall we? Case Keenum threw for two touchdowns and ran for another while the Minnesota Vikings were building a 20-3 lead in the first half of the Vikings' seventh consecutive win as they beat Detroit 30-23. Phillip Rivers threw for 434 yards and three touchdowns as the Los Angeles Chargers whipped the slumping Dallas Cowboys 28-6. And the Washington Redskins are 5-6 now after their defense allowed no touchdowns in a 20-10 win over the New York Giants. Kirk Cousins threw for 242 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception that Janorius Jenkins returned 53 yards for a third-quarter touchdown. Eli Manning just 13 of 27 for 113 yards and one interception as the Giants dropped to 2-9. And the first in the AFC West Chiefs take on the Buffalo Bills noontime on Sunday. Mid-American Network Sports.
Football fans, tickets still remain for K-State's final game of the season as the Wildcats host the Iowa State Cyclones this Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 25th in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A Wildcat 4-pack is just $149, and Ahern Fund members and season ticket holders can purchase general admission tickets for just $35. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss the final K-State football home game Saturday, November 25th. Go Cats!
Kansas State basketball this evening, 6 o'clock pregame on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks 6:30 pregame live on FM 95.5 tonight. Dustin Hoyer and Matt Hoyer will be our guests on the Coach's Corner at around 5:20 following evening sports, previewing Saturday's state championship matchups. Marysville meets Sabetha at 1 o'clock live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover plays Hodgman County 3:30 kickoff live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming as well.
C&K Services is impressed and pleased with the Sabetha Blue Jays' dedication and passion for the game of football, and knows that the team will be giving it all they've got at the game. So good luck, Blue Jays, from all the fans at C&K Services in Sabetha, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays! United Bank and Trust is proud to support the Sabetha Blue Jays football team and admires the athletes' solid skills and intense playing that makes everyone proud to cheer. Good luck at the playoffs, Blue Jays, from your fans at United Bank and Trust in Sabetha. You bank, we deliver. Member FDIC.
Help the youngsters in your life channel all that energy and creativity into beautiful and useful gifts for the gardeners in their lives. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Create a small planter from an empty tuna, cat food, or other shallow can and spring-loaded clothespins. Clip the clothespins onto the sides of the can until it is covered. Set a small potted plant or candle in the middle. It's a quick and easy project for all ages. Help children convert wooden spoons into garden markers. Watch as young artists create colorful designs, renderings of flowers or vegetables, or write the plant name on a colorful background. Let them create a rainbow of color on a terracotta pot. Cover the hole in the bottom of the terracotta pot with tape. Place the pot open side down on a protected surface. Then pour acrylic paint, one color at a time, over the top, it's really the bottom, of the overturned pot. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
It was Ali versus Frazier. Not that Ali versus Frazier, but their kids, rather. The unique fight is part of today's American countryside and is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms.
For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. At the age of 19, Leila Ali saw her first women's professional boxing match. Although she was the daughter of Muhammad Ali, it was not until then that she decided she wanted to box. She remembers back to her beginnings.
First fight was over in a flash. 54 seconds of the first round, I knocked this young lady out. It's funny because I went in ready for war and not knowing that I was fighting a tomato can, as they call them.
Her trainers had put her up against a winless rookie fighter. Though they had confidence in her, there was good reason.
Which was a great first fight. My handlers were like, okay, she says she wants to do it, but some fighters get in there and they see those bright lights and they see the crowd and the audience and they freeze up. So you want to make sure, because of my name and because of everything that was on the line, that I was going to win.
She quickly proved she could be a champ in her own right, never losing a match, but there were some tough battles.
So I have 21 knockouts out of my 24 wins, and I've had some tough battles. And I remember this girl named Kendra Linhart, who I beat. I have three fights that went the distance, and she was one of them. And this girl was physically bigger and stronger than me, and I'm not used to that because I'm 5'11", 168 pounds I fought at.
Another of her fights that went the distance involved a lot of family history on both sides.
I mean, Jackie Frazier, Joe Frazier's daughter, was another tough battle because she wanted to win that fight badly, and so did I, and it was all this history. You know, it was Ali Frazier 4, and we both had to win for the family name and for ourselves, so I went the distance with her as well, but it was a tough fight.
Today she can be found on television and speaking to groups sharing her unique story, traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCray.
If bed bugs hit your ride home from a hotel with you, you've got a nasty surprise for your family and any visitors. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Don't panic. There are home treatments as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Remember all the news about bed bug infestations not too long ago? The outbreaks have quieted down, but the bugs are still out there. Sarah Zukoff is an extension entomologist at Kansas State University. She says the most common place to find bed bugs is in hotels, both plain and fancy. When you first walk into your room, put your stuff in the bathroom and look for bed bugs. They have brown, flat bodies about the size of an apple seed. After a meal, their bodies swell and become a reddish color.
Look around the edges of the bed, the seams of the bed, so lift up the covers. The best place to look, if you can, take the headboard off and just look briefly underneath the headboard, because every time we found them, they're underneath the bedboard, even if we can't find them anywhere else in the room. They'll also hide in the drawers next to the nightstands, and if they're really bad in the room, it could potentially be around the couches and the electrical outlets and things.
If bed bugs hit your ride home with you, suddenly you've got a nasty surprise for your family and anyone who comes to visit. They might be scratching at itchy bite
bite marks on their body, usually in small clusters or linear patterns of three. Zukov says they're often referred to as breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't panic and grab a can of Raid. She says there's a lot of literature online on how to fight bed bugs in your home, but it takes an integrated approach because the bugs won't just pack up and leave on their own.
A combination between doing things yourself, like cleaning up the place, making sure there's no clutter, vacuuming, sealing the bed, then calling in the professionals to either do a heat treatment or an insecticide treatment. But usually it's going to take multiple times for the pest control companies to help alleviate the problem.
Learn more about battling bed bugs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Get comfortable and quality furniture for your home. Hill Home Furnishings in Beatrice has new owners, but has the same quality products, the same great service, and the same knowledgeable employees. Stop in today and see the redesigned showrooms stocked with brands like Lazy Boy, Boy Hill, Best Home Furnishings, Smith Brothers, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Hill Home Furnishings, it's sheer quality.
Thank you.
Are cropland values stabilizing? One expert says fluctuations could still happen. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs in small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
The USDA reports average cropland values remain the same in the last year at just under $4,100 an acre. In response, Mike Walston, a columnist for a Farm Journal newsletter called Landowner, says land values are still, as he puts it, vibrating.
We're going to have some years like we've seen in Iowa where we've had a 3% uptick. Maybe next year we'll have a 2% downtick. This would go on for a few more years, I think. It's going to take a while to reduce this glut that we have in commodities and put a firm footing underneath this market.
Walston says farmers are still buying cropland, but they're doing so calmly.
Are lenders and farmers going to lay on another layer of debt in order to maintain cash flow and spending? Are they going to continue to handle debt wisely, which has been the case so far? This is an income problem, and as long as we don't turn it into a balance sheet problem and a net worth problem, we'll slide through this thing. It'll probably take another 1 to 2 years in my mind.
That's the Farm Journal report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Iowa State University Extension Grain Marketing Specialist Dr. Chad Hart says a large harvest and good demand for commodities means low prices will hold steady, which is probably the best we can do for now. Von Kettleson with more.
I spoke with ISU Extension Grain Marketing Specialist Dr. Chad Hart. We both agreed that this year's harvest, big as it's been, is still having an impact.
When we look at this year's crop, we're looking at record soybean crop, probably the second largest corn crop we've ever produced, and a whole lot of demand for that crop. And so it's a mixed bag. I mean, but it's the same sort of story we've seen for the past few years. Really strong demand, but even stronger supplies.
And a lot of surprises out there. I've had many producers tell me, boy, we didn't think with the lack of rain we'd have these kind of yields. I guess it speaks to the how well we've come with genetics.
It speaks to those genetics. It also speaks to the rains that we did get. They were very timely. We started out the year with a great amount of soil moisture that helped pull us through those dry periods, especially as we looked at July going into early August. And then a couple of late season rains really kicked in to help those yields out.
What kinds of questions have you been getting from producers at this or other events you're at?
Well, one of the questions I've been getting is, do we expect prices to go even lower given how big these crops are? And luckily, no, we don't. We're seeing, again, that great demand for our crops kind of hold prices where they're at. So we're not getting any better, but we're also not getting any worse. And so that's been kind of helpful here. We're looking at farm finances. Are they tough? Yep, they definitely are. It's a continuation from last year. And so I would love to have a rosier outlook on the ag economy side, but right now, holding steady is actually a good story to tell. We look at farmers marketing their crops over the course of this winter. They can expect to see better prices as we look to next spring. And so a lot of folks that are, you know, been putting it in storage, that's what they're hoping for. And at least that's what the market seems to be indicating is going to happen.
I'm Von Kittleson.
Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Seedsmanship at work is at it again, making recommendations on Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and the Roundup Ready Extend crop system. Developed to deliver the effective weed control you need, these products are placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert advice only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning. Because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey brings, you never have to face it alone. Because with Channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans at channel.com. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific in-crop use requirements in your state.
Eric Ag Network. Yeah, we shut the markets down a bit early on Friday after the Thanksgiving holiday, and not the best news for corn, wheat, or soybeans as we finished up the day Friday. December corn down 3.25 at 342. March down 2.5 at 354.5. December Kansas City wheat down 6.75 at 414.5. March KC wheat down 6.5 at 432. In fact, Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat were significantly lower as well. So not the best day for the wheat market. Soybeans started out okay, but that gave way along about midday and didn't recover. January soybeans down 4.75 at 9.92.5. March beans down 4.5 at 10.04. Soybean meal had stayed up through much of the day, but finished lower too. December bean meal at 3.23.40, down a dollar. January soybean meal at 3.25.40, down 1.30. December bean oil down 11 points at 33.94. January bean oil down 12 at 34.08. So not a good day Friday for corn, wheat, or soybeans. And we saw mixed numbers in livestock. December live cattle down 47 at 118.57. February live cattle down 90 at 124.57. A very active but really non-eventful day in fat cattle. January feeder cattle finished up 57 at 153.30. March up 62 at 151.77. So we saw some plus signs for feeder cattle as we got to the end of the day on Friday. December hogs up 42 at 63.25. February hogs up 30 at 69.40. So hogs had a fairly decent day as we got around to the close on a Friday. December cotton up 153 at 72.27. So it was a big day for cotton. March up 81 at 71.99. And crude oil was up. January crude up 86 cents at 58.88 a barrel. So all in all, mixed numbers as we wrapped up the day on Friday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and it's a question I hear often. What would happen if America became a vegan country? I will offer one answer after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
On the one side of the vegetarian argument, you hear this being said: if the entire United States went vegan, it could be great for the environment. But a new study has found it's a lot more complicated than advocates for an all-vegan country might hope. Because a new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that such a radical diet change would cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture by 28%. The study, authored by Robin White of the Virginia Tech Department of Animal Science, and Mary Beth Hall, a USDA researcher in Madison, Wisconsin, also found that an animal-free diet would harm Americans' nutrition. And you might be wondering about the math, too. If animals produce 49% of U.S. agriculture's greenhouse emissions, shouldn't eliminating animals cut those emissions by the same amount? That is 49%. For better or worse, though, it's not that simple. According to Science Magazine, eliminating animals altogether would leave behind tons of corn stalks, potato waste, and other plant byproducts that right now end up in the stomachs of livestock. And if that uneaten waste got burned to eliminate it, the waste would churn out 2 million tons of carbon dioxide a year. With no more livestock-produced manure, the demand for artificial fertilizer would rise as well. Science Magazine reports it would drive an additional 23 million tons in carbon emissions each year. So even though 65% of farm-related emissions come from methane belched by cows and from putting nitrous oxide fertilizer and waste in the ground, it doesn't solve the problem. And cutting out animals would hurt America's diets as well. I'll be back with a final word after this message.
When smell flies, you think about your beef herd and the quality Purina rations they need to weather Mother Nature's fury. And it's time to think about Farmers Cooperative Fall Cattle Protein Booking. Savings on protein tubs and blocks, range cubes, creep starter, and liquid feeds. All at special pricing to lock in great savings. See your local Purina expert at the Farmers Cooperative to book your order now through November 30th while supplies last.
Farmers Cooperative.
It's probably an argument that will go on forever, but a balanced diet with vegetables and animal protein in moderation seems to be the answer. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Winter is hard on water pipes, especially in unheated outbuildings. Winterize your pipes and save a lot of time, money, and headaches on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
One of the challenges of winter is keeping the water pipes from freezing in your outbuildings, especially when they're not heated. Even if you live in a moderate climate, a long cold snap will give you headaches if the pipes burst. Richard Beard is an ag engineering specialist at Utah State University. He says the first step in protecting your pipes is to turn off the water to the outbuilding and drain the pipes. If there's no water in them, there won't be a problem. If the water can't be shut off, Beard says you'll have to add a heat source and insulation to protect the pipes.
One of the simplest things is heat tape. That seems to work real well. As long as you have electricity, that will do the job. It's not too difficult to add. You can wrap the pipes in heat tape, put some insulation wrap around them, and that will take care of it.
You can also install a thermal control unit that will turn the heat tape on when the temperature drops below a certain degree setting. When the temperature rises, it will automatically shut off. Sometimes water lines and storage tanks aren't being used, used, but it's not possible to drain the water from them. Beard says an option that's becoming very popular in this case is to use antifreeze that's meant for RVs.
If you have a place where water's going to stand, say, some kind of a holding unit or tank where water's going to be in over the winter, but you don't want to insulate the whole thing, you can use this RV-type insulation to keep that water from freezing. And then, of course, in the spring, before you use it again, you need to drain everything out and flush out the system.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for winterizing water pipes at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. After 2 years of no food price inflation, we may see an increase in food prices in the coming year. We get that story from Gary Crawford.
Your grocery bill this year may add up to be very close to last year's, possibly even lower. But for this coming year, the Agriculture Department's forecasting an increase of 1% to 2%.
We're calling for most food categories to increase in price, with the exception of three categories.
Agriculture Department food price analyst Anne Marie Coons, those three categories: fresh vegetables, processed vegetables, and fats and oils. Everything else expected to cost more. This even though the farm prices for most meat animals, most crops, are expected to be lower next year. So we asked Anne Marie why the grocery price forecast of a 1% to 2% hike.
We've seen energy and gas and oil prices expecting to increase in 2018, as well as increases in labor costs and other retail overhead costs, which put upward pressure on prices.
But remember one thing. Last year at this time, the forecast for this year was for a 1% to 2% food price hike, and we may see a price decline this year. So, as Kuhn says, over the course of a year, a lot can happen. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, at the request of House Minority Leader and California Democrat Nancy Pelosi, the Government Accountability Office prepared a report regarding the Agricultural Marketing Service and its oversight of national checkoff programs. The GAO made a list of five recommendations, one of which was that the USDA revise its standard operating procedures to include the review of subcontracts. Other recommendations included pitting key program documents on checkoff-related websites, as well as developing solid criteria to assess program evaluations. Also in the report, the GAO notes that the independent economic investigations into the effectiveness of the checkoff programs are required to take place every 5 years. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields? Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag. Excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
Now, for this message to the public. It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.